This is Leslie Katz, host of Bay City Beat, a roundup of arts and cultural events in the North Bay, presented by Local News Matters and Bay City News. It's Friday, May 2nd. This week, I'm highlighting five events, a cultural festival, two fun concerts, a plethora of fine art by locals, and world premiere documentary films. Here we go. The Marin Irish Festival is taking over the county fairgrounds this weekend. The folks behind the Great Dickens Christmas Fair and the original Renaissance Pleasure Fair present the two-day celebration of arts and heritage. The lineup includes storytelling, music and dance performances on six stages, children's activities, vendors selling handmade goods, and food and beverages from corned beef and cabbage to fish and chips, shepherd's pie, and authentic Guinness ales and hard cider. New this year is a fesh, an Irish dance competition featuring performers of all ages vying for the Champion of Champions title. There's also an Irish music jam session where folks of all levels are invited to play. And if that's not enough, check out sheep herding demonstrations presented by the Redwood Empire Sheepdog Association. The activities happen from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday at Lagoon Park on the Marin County Fairgrounds in San Rafael. Tickets are $30 for adults, $15 for kids ages 5 through 11. Marin Jazz continues its season with the Grammy Award-winning Pacific Mambo Orchestra, a 20-piece band playing Afro-Caribbean, Latin jazz, mambo, salsa, and more. The high-energy group is also known for fun, genre-bending originals and covers by artists from Stevie Wonder to Dizzy Gillespie to Sergei Rachmaninoff. The concert, billed as a Cinco de Mayo celebration, is at 2 p.m. Sunday in the Marin Showcase Theater in San Rafael. There's more music Sunday afternoon with Woofstock. The benefit concert, presented by Marin Humane, features Fleetwood Macrame, Northern California's top Fleetwood Mac cover band, as headliners. There's also food trucks and beverages for sale, the popular Kid Zone, and booths with offerings from local merchants and animal rescue groups. Guests are encouraged to bring lawn chairs and blankets, and furry friends on leash also are welcome. The festivities run from noon to 5 p.m. Sunday at Marin Humane in Novato. Tickets are $10 for kid, $50 for adults. All proceeds benefit the animals at Marin Humane. Next up, we've got Marin Open Studios. The 32-year-old event, held the first two weekends in May, offers art lovers a chance to visit the places where artists work, from Sausalito to Novato, and of course, make purchases. This year, nearly 300 artists, painters, printmakers, sculptors, woodworkers, photographers, and much more, are participating, including 5 dozen first-timers. Hours are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, and May 10th and 11th. To get started, organizers of the event suggest checking out the Preview Gallery inside the Sausalito Center for the Arts at 750 Bridgeway, where you can take a look at one piece by each participating artist and pick up a map. Finally, three world premieres are among the entries in the 2025 Docklands Documentary Film Festival, which continues through Sunday in San Rafael. The Invisible Mammal, using stunning slow-motion photography, debunks myths about bats, bringing the fascinating creatures into the limelight. It screens at noon Saturday. Frozen in Time tells the story of Arctic paleontologist Natalia Rybchinsky. Once a rising star in her field, she was stopped in her tracks by a traumatic brain injury. It screens at 2 p.m. Saturday. Finally, there's Thaw, which explores the rising trend of elective egg freezing, the multi-billion dollar industry it has spawned, and how advancements in technology could offer women freedom from their biological clocks. It is showing at 3:30 p.m. Sunday. All screenings are at the Smith Rafael Film Center on 4th Street in San Rafael. That's everything for this week. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. Thank you.